Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this show almost got off to a rough start. Welcome again to the Ace of Spades radio show, the one and only place where all bullshit goes to die. Bullshit comes here to die. I am the Ace of Spades. You know my name. Interesting. Still having trouble with the studio functions. Okay, so I'll just do it old school. Bullshit. Hot topic of the day. Goes along with shit hitting the fan. What kind of shit will hit the fan? The first incoming is going to be bullshit, because that's our specialty. That's the number one product here in the United States. We're good at it, and people love us for it. Some hate us for it. But so long as you know that it's all bullshit, it can be just funny. It can just be funny, and you just sit back and laugh at the world. And it may be that I'm a clown or a fool for laughing at this bullshit, but it seems to me just ridiculous. And people who believe it, I can barely communicate. I can barely communicate with people anymore. I'm going, what language do you speak? What world do you live in? So, okay, politics in general is bullshit, and it just doesn't get better than that, I'm afraid. It doesn't get better than that. Be happy with what you got. It doesn't get better. You can vote. You might be able to vote in a lesser crook, and possibly one with benevolent motivations. But you can't change the system. The system is ruled by idiocy, bureaucracy, unions. Unions of idiots and morons run the world. And they're determined that you will continue to pay for their existence. You will pay their salary while they do stupid things. And they swear that these are important things. And it just proves what fucking morons they are. So this is your government in a nutshell. You can elect some people, but the majority of people are not elected. You cannot remove them. They just have a job. They work for the government. They have a job. They do their job the best way they know how, which is basically retarded. And there's nothing can be done. Like, you know, these are not intelligent people. They're not that intelligent, and they're not that ambitious for the most part. Like with civil servants or even elected office, you know, it could be a minor office and the person has a civil service mentality and they're like, I'm here to do a job and I'm going to do the job and do it right. And some people will be happy and some people won't. That's a good outlook. I'm here to do a job. I'm going to do the best I can. Some people will be happy and some people won't. That's an honest appraisal of public service. Now, there's a problem when someone in public service thinks they're doing such a fantastic job and people agree with them and they go, yeah, you're doing so great, that it becomes an echo chamber of public offices, public officials, public servants, and they're all just patting each other on the back and sucking each other's you-know-what. You know, we're doing such a great job. We're the best. Meanwhile, the people who they're supposedly serving, they're like, no, you suck. This is bad. You're doing a terrible job, and I don't like it. And basically, your bureaucracy and your government will then band together and say, screw you. We're doing a good job. Look at all this good we did, and how dare you complain? Now, this is the actual root of tyranny. Tyranny in the modern age does not come from a king or an emperor or a pope or even a banker, you know, or even just some designated evil figure like, you know, Alex Jones with the George Soros boogeyman. You know, I got word the guy's been dead about a year, George Soros, and Alex Jones still talking about him. What a joke. Can anyone find a clip of George Soros from the last year? Video. And it needs to be authoritative. It needs a timestamp. Okay? Prove it to me. The fucker's dead. I heard it from people who know shit like this. So, Alex Jones, in general, bullshit. He is sensationalist. He practices the same things he accuses his enemies of. Okay? Demonizing a target using Saul Alinsky tactics. Oh, I'll keep going. Always going with the most sensational headline, the most sensational interpretation. Tommy Robinson was arrested in England. He was filming, allegedly, according to the news, Tommy Robinson was filming something outside a courthouse during a trial, was arrested. And a group of men were at some place in England and basically lightweight riot. They were trying to riot, but they didn't really care too much. They were kind of drunk and just having a good time. So they tried to set a riot. And they're going like, yeah, free Tommy, blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones goes, revolution in the UK. It's a freaking revolution. Looked like about 200 guys. And the place they were protesting is not the prison either. So they're not fixing to bust them out. Bullshit. Bullshit. Everything is bullshit. We're in that phase right now, the info war. 100% disinformation. Everyone is lying. This is rule number one of the game. Okay? We're there now. Rule number one. Everyone is lying. And the goal is to get us arguing amongst ourselves which one of these liars is telling the real truth that no one else is telling. This is the game of the alternative media now. Alternative media. Supposedly not the mainstream media. Okay, I have my full studio. Awesome. Good job, Blog Talk. So, there's a lot of people who do radio shows and YouTube shows or tweet or whatever. And they have an opinion and they have a right to their opinion. And, of course, being Americans, we all disagree, which is cool. That's the good thing about America. The problem is there's a total embargo on the truth. No real information is escaping. I can promise you this. The things that are happening in Washington. Everything's a gag order. We're not getting, there's no behind the scenes scoop and I'll tell you about this operation and that. No, because it's prejudicial to a trial and the case would be dismissed. Okay. And this is what's called strategic leaking. It's prejudicial and it's violation of the Fourth Amendment of the defendant. So, Q is bullshit. And no way, you don't let something like that escape. You don't leave a leak like that. If you're going after people and you want to try them and you want to find them guilty, and then you throw the trial by leaking this stuff. Not done, folks. So, Q, bullshit from the start. Flat Earth. I still hear people talking about a flat Earth. Why would they even think that? At the very least, it's a lumpy Earth. Have you not heard of like a hill or a mountain or a valley? You know the difference between a mountain and an ocean? Well, that ain't flat. dummy. Oh, and there's like a glass ceiling over the planet to keep the atmosphere in, and that's why we can't go to space. We've been to space. We've been to moon. We've been to the moon. Okay. We believe me. Yes, space travel to other planets. Also, the sun does not revolve around the Earth. The Earth is in an orbit around the sun. Okay, welcome to the 21st century. Flat Earth. Okay, Nibiru, Anunnaki. Dude, we can go deep. We can go deep on this stuff. Oh, tell me about the pizza and the hot dogs and the pedophiles. Why imagine things that cannot be proven when there are real things you can point to? Tommy Robinson was arrested at the scene, not inside the courtroom, but near the courtroom of a trial, what's being called a child grooming gang. Okay, what they did, they recruited teenage girls, and they turned them out. They made them into hookers. Okay, and they were running prostitution, right? And there was a lot of underage girls. Basically, we're talking runaways. Basically, these are runaways, you know. And, oh, don't tell yourself it doesn't happen here. We got the same thing here, but in the UK, the angle is the ones doing this are Muslims, and the women being trafficked, the young women being trafficked, are Caucasian British people. So it's taken on like a racial and religious overtone. Okay. So that's a real thing. That's a real thing. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to look for the videotape of allegedly Hillary Clinton and another person allegedly eating a person. Like, what? Why would anyone mention this to me? I'm like, get out of here. Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear anything from you again. Eating people. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me look this video up, huh? You fucking moron. That's an FBI setup right there. That's the FBI planted that crap. And you're perpetrating it and spreading it, you douchebag. Also, CNN was not raided. CNN, the TV channel, was not raided by police or something. No. Everything from your newswire, a website, everything is a lie. All of it. And that's the majority website I see being shared on Facebook, and that's why I'm not there. That's one reason. That and Q and a flat earth and a bunch of other bullshit. Listen, if I want to hear bullshit, I go take a crap. Oh, please, I have a caller on the line right now. Please tell me some bullshit right now. Please tell me some incredible, crazy bullshit right now. I thought I heard it all, but go ahead. Okay. It appears I have a studio, but we'll see if I can take calls. Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see if we can take this call. Maybe, maybe not. So, bullshit, guys. It's bad for you. The latest bullshit I heard today. This is just beyond. Okay. The new superfood. Hey, it's a superfood. It's got all the nutrition you need. Are you ready? Cockroach milk. Milk from a cockroach. Okay? They want to serve it to you. They want you to eat it. I read this in an actual newspaper. I said, what the hell are you talking about? And they were dead serious. And it's just not working, man. So here's the deal. I'm sorry, but the phone feature is not working, 304 area code. If you want to call in again, I'm going to drop this call. If you want to call in again, we can see if we can plug you in. Okay, so are you ready for cockroach milk? All right? And they said, look, it's like a crystal. You can mix it in with other foods. You'd never know. And it's got amino acids. Fuck you, eat a cockroach. Fuck you, suck a cockroach milk. What, this whole thing isn't working now? Everything is busted? Okay. So there's a problem with this 304 area code. And now I've lost control of the studio again. So I'm just going to keep going. See if I can load the studio again. Okay, so in general, the news can't be believed. CNN can't be believed. Also, the story that says CNN was shut down cannot be believed because it's a bullshit story. Okay, but where is the truth? Well, it's not Q, not Alex Jones, It's not a whole bunch of other people. Oh, I got the inside story. I'll tell you what's happening. Jared, Ivanka, Mueller, Comey, da-da-dee-da-da-da. I have people, there's people in my neighborhood who would stab me if they got the chance. If I'm walking in a dark street or they catch me at the bar, fucking murder me. I give a shit about this. Okay, inflation. Yes. Depreciation. Yes. High unemployment. They have fake numbers. They say it's low unemployment. That's a lie. That is not true. There is high unemployment. There are low wages. Any high-paying job is, increasingly hard to get. It's more difficult to get those jobs. 304 area code. I am trying to get you. I don't know what's going on. Can you get a better signal? Can you, stand on the porch or something? Because I'm good on my end. Okay, let's see. All right, I'm going to hang up on you again because it's messing up my studio. Sorry. It's just not working. And I'm going to have to load the studio again now. This is getting on my nerves. All right, I'm sorry. I'm glad you did call. I've had to restart my modem at least 5 times today. I had to restart my computer as well. There's word of some kind of a virus or a malware that people are having. I don't know exactly how. I hope it's not. That's not what's making me have problems today, technical difficulties. But I may have to just do the show on the phone with no studio because it's just not working. So, bullshit. So, everybody wants the inside scoop. Everyone wants the intel. Benjamin Fulford, notorious bullshit artist. He's been denounced by his former friends who used to collaborate with him. And they're like, nah, he just made that up. He has been making stuff up. His own friends don't support him. Benjamin Fulford, David Wilcock, even worse. And that whole crowd. Talk to me about the secret space program, okay? I'll tell you what, you are MKUltra. That's your problem. You want to talk about the blue avians and the aliens and the channeling. You are MK Ultra. You were programmed. This is part of your program. And now you're in virus mode. You're propagating disinformation. Yes, that is what some of these people do. And they'll say that they were there and they did it. And they saw it with their own eyes. Okay? No joke. They were there. They did it. They saw it with their own eyes. And they've got details. But they were programmed. They were programmed to say these things, to believe these things. They were given these memories. Okay? And this is part of their program, that they're now perpetrating false narratives. Okay? Then you've got others who are actually working for some interest, whatever interest that may be. Corporate, political, public, private, international, whatever interest. Okay? They have a direct interest in representing what they have been told, that this is the dialogue. This is the narrative. That's your so-called mainstream news, mainstream media. That's all it is. It's an agenda. They're paid to propagate their agenda. If none of it's true, there's always there's a piece of truth, but they distort it with the bias. All of it lies. If they say nuclear bombs dropped on New York City on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, I don't believe it. It didn't happen. Because they lie about everything. And they are paid money to lie. And it's provable. It's not even a conspiracy. So they have a bias. They have a viewpoint or a judgment call, whatever. And it may be the correct view. But they're still putting a spin. They're putting a spin there. And it's putting the bias. And they're putting the spin. They're putting the bias because that's how they see things. That's how they see the world. And, you know, they may or may not believe it's actually true. And I'm going to have to turn off notifications pretty soon. It's like beeping, and I just got to do the show right now. So I'm so sorry, dude. Just basically doing the show from my phone and hopefully enough of the studio to put it in the can. So everyone is lying, including Trump. And I voted for Trump, and I like Trump. But to say that he is speaking the truth is just stupid. The man has a bias. He has an agenda. And the most important agenda for Donald Trump is showing that he's good at doing this job. That he's good at being the president. That's number one. And he's not unique. All presidents are the same. And you don't want to screw it up. That's number one on the agenda, and you got to stop texting me. So that's number one on the agenda, is that he wants to be perceived as being a good president, as doing a good job. And so he's going to spin dog shit, and he's going to say, look at this gold statue. He's already doing it. Unemployment, drugs, crime, infrastructure, laws, policing, a million things. America is screwed up. There's problems. And it's not a left or right issue. That's a bogus thing, too. Political parties, bullshit. It's all bullshit, guys. Stop it. Are we going to fly a elephant flag? Would you do that in public? You know, a Republican flag? Would anyone do that? And if you saw someone do that, what would you think? Mm-hmm. Democrats. Is there a Democrat flag? I don't know. A donkey? Would you fly a donkey flag in public? What do you think? Would that be cool? Would you look cool? No. It's stupid. And we pretend to believe in this crap. And we get on each other's nerves over this. And we know it's bullshit. We do. Guys, we know it's bullshit. Men and women. Okay? In the best of circumstances, we want to have sex with each other. In the best of circumstances, we want to have sex with each other. Hold on a second.
Howdy.
Okay. And if the two of you is horny and they both look half decent, that's what people are going to try and do. Okay. Now, most of the time we can't do that. You know, might be married or be in a relationship or whatever. But it's a pleasant thought. And some people like people of the same sex. And guess what? Same deal. The first thing they're looking at, hey, would I have sex with this person? Yeah, totally. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. And we all just pretend like, no. That's not what's happening here. And if there's flirtation going on, now it's called sexual harassment. Sexual harassment, flirtation. All right. Now, in the meantime, we all do it. We all have sex. Okay? And I guarantee you, everybody out there, your mama and your daddy had sex. And they made you. Everybody does it. We're playing these stupid games and acting like it's some secret thing in the closet. And it's not what's happening, and that's not how we're vibing with each other, and that's not what it's all about. When we put some people next to each other, maybe there's a possibility of sex. So we have all this entire culture now, which is like, no, sex doesn't happen. It's dirty. And yet we all do it. We do it as much as we possibly can. Okay? So American society is bullshit, and everyone's pretending they don't care about money. And money is like the focus of our life, focus of our thoughts, sex and money. And like, oh, drugs. Drugs is part of it too. And most of you is faking it like you don't do drugs. Liars. And like you don't drink. Liars. So everyone is lying and everything is bullshit. And I am calling you all out. Get with reality, people. You're fake. Y'all too fake. Get with reality. It's here. We have to deal with it. Bullshit is not helping. Okay, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Dave. I'm sorry I wasn't able to connect you tonight. Hopefully, they'll just put this one in the can and do another show real soon. I'll have you on, I promise. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks, everyone. Good night. This has been Ace of Spades Radio, and everyone is lying. Stop the bullshit.